You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
I want to share a message that I believe is really just going to challenge you for God to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your tremendous grace that you have towards us. Thank you, Lord, that you are busy perfecting everything concerning us. Even sometimes, Lord, when things do not make sense, we know that you are still in control. Father, let your people hear your voice upon my voice and take us in this day from where we are to where you want us to be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You know, sometimes you go through some challenging times where you look at a situation, you've been trusting God, you've been praying, you know what the Word says about it, and then suddenly it moves in another direction. Have you ever gone through a time in a season like that where you say, God, what happened here? The Word of God teaches us that we did not choose God, but God chose us. And that's good to know when you are facing some challenges and difficulties that God chose you, you did not choose God. And the reason that He chose you is because He has appointed you so that you can bear much fruit. So if you're facing a situation where you see the fruit is not manifested, it does not mean God has changed His mind. It means God is busy with a process and a journey to take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. John 15, verse 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you. Turn to the person next to you, look them in the eyes and say, whether you like it or not, God has chosen you. Turn to somebody on the other side and just look them in the eyes and say, you are chosen. Just think about this. Before the foundation of the earth, God did not leave it to chance, but because He loved you, He chose you. The Bible says in the book of Romans 5 that when we were still enemies, we wanted nothing to do with God. He chose us. He basically married us. Amen? And said, I want to be one with you. So it's important to know that in a world where there's so many challenges, in a dark world, that God has chosen you. And God has chosen us to bear fruit. He says that whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, that He will do it. So we are chosen to let our lights shine in this world. We are chosen to bear fruit. So even when there's things coming against you that wants to destroy the fruit in your life, God has still called you to bear much fruit. Matter of fact, He's called us to allow our light to shine. But the Bible has called us to be the light of the world. A matter of fact, He says, you are the light. That means you're not busy becoming the light. You're not seeking the light. You are the light. Why are we the light? Because the light of the world, Jesus Christ, the giver of light and life, is on the inside of you. When you are born again, you are born of love. You are born of light. You are born of righteousness. That's why when somebody is born again, their nature will change. Not from here, but from here. And wherever we go, we can know that the light on the inside of us, that light expels darkness. Matthew 5 verse 15. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Can I tell you something? In your darkest moment, the light of God still remains on the inside of you. It's important to know that in your darkest moment, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, is on the inside of you. And He says, let your light so shine before men that they can see your good works. So when everybody is doing things that are wrong, the Bible requires of us to do what is right, to let your light shine. Turn to the person next to you and say, let your light shine. This light cannot be overcome by darkness. Because light expels darkness. The blessing is greater than the curse. You're not looking for the light. You're not becoming the light. You are the light. So when darkness is pressing against us, unrighteousness is pressing against us, allow the light that's on the inside of you to shine, because light expels darkness. Turn to the person next to you, say, there's hope. You know what's one of the biggest mistakes Christians make? They think Sundays is a day of light, and Monday to Saturday are days of darkness. Let me just see one hand. You cannot wait for Sundays. I love Sundays to be in God's presence. But there's no such thing as secular and sacred. There's no such thing as days of light and days of darkness. What do I mean by that? Every day your light should shine. Every day. There's something that came in somewhere in history. I don't know if it came with Constantine, but where the Sunday was the day where we focus upon God. And then Monday to Saturday, we don't have to focus on God. But the fire, the cloud, the fire that was over Israel when they moved from Egypt to the promised land. Remember, there was a cloud. It was fire the whole time. You could only see the fire at night because it was dark. But during the day, there was still fire, but you couldn't see it because there was light. You need light for darkness. You need light in your darkest moments. Just because you are filled with light does not mean the enemy will not try to kill, steal, and destroy in your life. I think one of the biggest mistakes, a journey that I'm busy with, somehow in the church it's crept in where we want to tell God the whole time what He should do. We want to tell the Holy Spirit what He should do instead of being led by the Holy Spirit. You don't have to tell the Holy Spirit to let light shine. That light is on the inside of you. You go and let your light shine. Everywhere you will put your feet, God has given it to you. Manifest light wherever you go. But what happens sometimes when unrighteousness is pressing against us, darkness is pressing against us, then we start to manifest darkness through what we say. How do we manifest light and how do we manifest darkness? What does the Bible say? Well, one of the ways we know that we manifest darkness is when we are complaining and murmuring. Turn to the person next to you and say, "Ay, no." But the Bible says, if you don't complain, you allow your light to shine. But if you're complaining and murmuring about everything, your light becomes dim. Let me give you the scripture, Philippians 2, verse 14 and 15. Do all things without complaining and disputing. What is the thing that's happening on social media? Everybody wants to fight. Disputing. That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Family, listen to me. Anybody can point the finger. Anybody can criticize. Anybody can fight, but it takes somebody filled with the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, to show a more excellent way, for your light to shine. We cannot fight the same way as the world and say we're Christians. A matter of fact, if you are fighting and complaining, causing strife the whole time, you're in serious trouble. Now it's very quiet. Ooh. If wherever you go there's strife, it's not a light that's shining. Just go to 2 Timothy quickly. It's not even. If you go read 2 Timothy 2, it says, if you want to be a vessel of honor, a vessel of light, it's a decision that you make. You decide to be a vessel of honor. It's your decision. God has chosen you to be a vessel of honor. He's chosen you. He says, I want you to be a vessel of honor. But you make the decision if you're going to be used as a vessel of honor. Then he says, a servant of the Lord should not quarrel. Should not be fighting the whole time. Because if you quarrel the whole time, it causes strife. strife is rooted in pride. And if you're fighting the whole time, quarreling the whole time, you're causing strife. Strife is rooted in pride. And if your heart is full of pride, how will you draw close to God? A matter of fact, if you go on to read that, the Bible says, pray for those people that they come to their senses. Because they've surrendered their will to the devil to do his will. So if you're a Christian that's always fighting with people, fighting from the pulpit, fighting at home, fighting at work, want to sort out everybody. You might be a Christian, but you're under the control of the devil. Say, Aina. And your light is not shining the way it should. Because people in the world fight like that. Be a man of peace. Be a man of peace. And not I'll sort out everybody and put everybody in their place. We like to sort out people, but be careful. There's a place to give people instruction in righteousness, but it's important the heart that you do it in. Peter is filled with light. Peter is chosen by God. A matter of fact, the Lord said to him, upon this rock I'll build my church. I mean, nobody's got a clearer message than that. He's born of God. He talks about the divine nature of God that is in his life. And the next minute he finds himself in prison. This is what I want to talk about. When you know God has called you and you find yourself in a prison, turn to the person next to you and say, what's the prison that you're facing right now? Could be a financial thing. It could be with your children. It could be with your marriage. It could be with your business. Could be with some family members. Peter finds himself in prison. Look at this. Acts 12 verse 5. Are you there? Peter was therefore kept in prison. Chosen one, filled with light, the system got hold of him and he's in prison. But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Can I tell you how you get out of a prison? Pray. A church that is praying, you know things are about to change. If you're part of a church, be the one that's praying. John 15, verse 16 says, because God has chosen us and he wants us to bear much fruit, we can ask God the Father anything in Jesus' name and it will be done. So when you find yourself in darkness, when you find yourself in a prison, the first thing you do is call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray. Turn to the person next to you and say, pray. I want to tell you, every week, just pray 1% more than what you prayed. And just pray more and more and more. Prayer is one of the ways to manifest the light of heaven in your life. It's one of the ways we manifest heaven here on earth is when we pray. Peter's in prison. I mean, a matter of fact, he's locked up. He's got a guard at the gate, and he's got guards next to him. You know what the Bible says? Peter was sleeping. Peter was sleeping. The next day, he's going to be killed. But he's sleeping at ease. But the church is praying. The church is praying. Turn to the person that you say, this week, pray a bit more. Peter lived the life, listen to me, Peter lived the life, before he was thrown into jail, Peter lived the life of planting seeds of light. If you are planting seeds of light, you can expect a harvest of light. If you are planting seeds of righteousness, you can expect a harvest of righteousness. So as children of God, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if you are planting the right kind of seeds, even if you find yourself in a prison, even if you find yourself locked up and you've been planting the right seeds, you can be at rest because you know what your harvest is going to be. But if you've not been planting the right seeds, then you start to panic. Galatians 6 verse 7 says, God is not mocked, God is not deceived. Whatever a man sows, that he will reap. So sow light. Turn to the person next to you and say, sow light. When you sow light, you'll reap light. Listen to me. Look at the life of Joseph. Joseph was in prison and he was in the palace. The same light that you plant and sow in the palace is what you sow when you're in prison. Joseph did not, when he was in prison, now suddenly started planting seeds of darkness. But the light that God had placed on the inside of him worked in the palace and in the prison. Most people say, one day when I get out of the prison, then I'll plant seeds of light. But while I'm in darkness now here, I have to fight darkness with darkness. No. You don't fight darkness with darkness. Can I have one amen? Amen. Has it been a tough week, family? Don't worry, you're going to see what's going to happen here. I mean, Peter's situation is so bad. He's not just locked up, tied down. He's going to be killed the next day. That's the plan. But what they forgot is there was a church praying. There was a church praying. And when there's a church that's praying, things are about to change. The Bible says they consistently prayed. Amen? Peter's chains, so he cannot move around, locked down, God's next to him, and God is about to do something great in his life. Go to Matthew 16, verse 19. What does the Bible say? And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Prayer changes everything. Prayer changes everything. So if you find yourself in a prison, you've got the keys to loose and to bind. Start declaring the desired result. The church was praying for him, but he lived a life of planting seeds of light, seeds of righteousness. And God is about to do something incredible in his life. We can bind and we can loose. I think sometimes we bind the wrong things and we loose the wrong things. Sometimes we bind the wrong things and we loose the wrong things. Sometimes when you are being attacked by a devil who's tormenting your thoughts, then you say, I bind you. Why do you bind him? If he's tormenting your mind, why do you bind him to your mind? He's just going to torment you furthermore. Amen. When a devil is coming against you, you loose him from his assignment. And say, go to the pit. Don't bind him to you. Can I have one amen? We've taught people wrong. You don't bind the devil to you. You loose him from you. Loose. Go. Don't stay close to me. Then we want to bind people. Don't bind people. Bind people to the will of God, the plans of God, the purposes of God. This morning I shared with the people, I said, it's all about your thoughts. Philippians says, think upon things that are from above, things that are excellent. And if you're battling with that, you bring those thoughts into captivity. Bring it in line with the mind and the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. The best thing that you can do in any situation that you face is speak the light of God into that situation. You are the light. What's placed and deposited on the inside, release it. The first word spoken, God, when he created in Genesis 3, what did he say? Let there be light. When it was dark, it had no form, it says, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Turn to the person next to you and say, I declare light over your life. The Bible says constant prayer was made. Paul says in the book of Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. So sometimes it is praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. When the church called upon the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what does the Bible say? Faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ made this man whole. So when you call upon the giver of light, he will shine light into your situation. Let me show you what happened. Peter, I want you to see, Peter are called. Just as much as Peter was called, you are called. You are called. God loves you just as much as he loves any of his apostles. So he's in prison and the church is praying. Verse 7, now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly, and his chains fell off his hands. Family, listen to me. Whatever situation you're facing right now, just start to declare the light of God. Declare the light of God, declare the light of God, declare the light of God. Believing with all your heart. What darkness are you facing? Declare the light of God. Into your family, into your business. I declare the light of God into the church. Amen. Into your career. Declare the light of God. Declare the light of God. Declare the light of God. When they were praying and the light of God shone, God had sent an angel to go and help and assist. You know, angels are there to help us. Angels hearken and obey the word of God. You don't tell angels what to do. When you declare the word of God, angels know what to do. This, an angel that came, disconnected him, loosed him from the chains, the light of God that shone into that situation, that can only happen in the spirit. And if you are facing a situation where darkness is pressing against you, then you continue to declare the light of God until that situation changes. Because light expels darkness. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But God has come to bring life and life in abundance. The mistake that we make is we start to wrestle with flesh and blood. And the Bible says, don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Our battle is not against the people around us. Can I have one amen? Amen. It's not the people around us. There's a battle in the spirit. Ephesians 6 verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Peter is busy with a heavenly assignment. The church is busy praying for him, and God allows the light of his favor to shine into that situation, sends an angel to help him. And the angel tells him what to do, and he obeys it, and God takes him from where he is to where God wants him to be. Let me hear you pray. Say, precious Father, take me from where I am to where you want me to be. Take me, Lord, from where I am to where you want me to be. In Jesus' name. Peter walked past the guards. Walked past the guards. God opened the gates. The chains fell off. He actually thought he was dreaming. He thought it was a vision. But it was happening there. That teaches us that the spiritual world and the natural world are so close to each other. But things changed. Why? Because a church was praying, and Peter had lived a life where he allows his light to shine. When you let your light shine, you're planting seeds of light. You can expect light to manifest in your life. You know what the Bible says? The enemy wants to keep you in bondage. But God, you know what Micah says? Micah 2 verse 13 is one of my favorite scriptures. Micah 2 verse 13, the Amplified. It says, the breaker. The breaker. Do you know what a breaker is? A breaker on a rugby field, it's the biggest guy that just breaks over everything. In construction, you've got certain equipment that breaks. The Bible says God, Jesus, is our breaker. He says the breaker, the Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one filled with light, will go before them. That's what happened. The breaker, the Messiah, the light of this world went before him. And opened the doors, broke open the doors. And if God has done it for him, he's going to do it for you. The breaker, the Messiah, will go up before them. They will break through, passing through the gate and go out through it. And their king will pass on before them, the Lord at their head. Hallelujah. If you wanted a scripture on breakthrough, there you have it. The breaker. Is the breaker on the inside of you? The Messiah on the inside of you? If the Messiah, the breaker, is on the inside of you, guess what? Wherever you go, God will give you breakthrough. But let your light shine. He goes before us. Moses said, I'm not going into the promised land unless your presence goes before me. Why? He wanted the breaker to go before him to give him breakthrough in every area. Are you allowing the Lord to go before you to establish breakthrough for you?
I'm telling you, whatever feels locked, whatever feels bound, whatever darkness there is, expect a change. Because the church is praying, because God has chosen you and He will allow His light to shine into your situation. Can I just say this? If you want breakthrough, you have your part to play. You have your part to play. When the angel said, get up, he got up. We spoke about it last week, controlling the controllables. So those things that you can do, you have to do it yourself. It's when he got up, you can go read it, when he got up, he took that, the chains fell off. Sometimes the chains don't fall off because when the Lord says, get up, we don't get up. We say, no, I'm just going to sit a little bit longer here, Lord. I'm not sure, is this now real or not real? Is this a vision? Is this not a vision? Sometimes you just need to act. Faith acts now, faith believes now, faith receives now. And when he acted, he moved. As a matter of fact, if you go further on, when he got to the house, they didn't believe that Peter was set free. So sometimes even the church is praying, but when the manifestation is there, and you think, really? God wants to do something quickly and suddenly. Verse 8, and the angel said to him, tighten your belt and bind on your sandals. And he did so. And he said to him, wrap your outer garment around you and follow me. Can I just say, it's the following of the Lord, the following of the Holy Spirit that brings breakthrough. It's the following of the Lord that takes us out of our prisons. And Peter went out along following him, and he was not conscious that what was apparently being done by the angel was real, but thought you were seeing a vision. Sometimes when God is busy doing something supernatural, you wonder, is this not real or not real? That's how quickly God wants to do it. Turn to the person that you say, I like it. Turn to the person on the other side, say, I need that. God is about to do it so quickly, it's going to feel like a vision. Are you ready for that? I'm saying, Lord, I'm ready for it. So the question is, what's your prison today? Is it the bank calling you and saying, listen, you've got too much debt? Is it strife and conflict at home? Is it a stagnation at your work? What is your prison? God wants to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Here are the facts. Here are the facts. Whatever you are facing, here are the facts. Number one, you're chosen. God chose you. You didn't choose God. And God chose you so that you would bear much fruit. You can bear much fruit because you have access to the Father to ask Him whatever you want in Jesus' name. Knowing that God hears prayers. Sometimes He considers our prayers for various reasons, but God hears prayers. That's what the Bible says. He might be considering it because He wants to strengthen your prayer life. He might be protecting you. He might be keeping you for a better promotion. But God hears prayers. But here's the thing. You know what's the promise in the book of Job 22? He says, you will also decide a thing and you will decree it. What are you saying about your situation? He says, Job says, you will decide and you will decree it. And the light of God's favor will shine upon all your ways. When they make you low, you will say, there's a lifting up, and the humble person, he lifts up and saves. Family, whatever situation you are facing, declare the light and life of God into that situation, and you'll see what God will do. I declare God's light over your life, over your health, over your business, over your marriage, over your career. I declare the light of God over this church in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Light brings deliverance. Light separates the darkness out of your life. That's what it's all about. Light gives us direction, and light helps us to stay on the right path. Amen. I want to close with this. Number one, you're chosen. That's what John 15, 16 says. You are chosen. Sometimes when you feel like, what am I supposed? God has chosen you for a purpose, and that purpose is to bear much fruit. God took the initiative to say, I want to work with you. When we hated him, when we wanted nothing to do with him, Romans 5 says, he married us. He came and he died for us to give us hope. God has chosen you. God has chosen you. And when Christ is on the inside of you, the light of Christ is on the inside of you. The righteousness of God is on the inside of you. The love of Christ is on the inside of you. Your nature will start to change. Amen. Your situation that you are facing, think about this. Peter was sleeping. When you know God has got your back, you can be at a place of rest. Do what you have to do. You have your part to play, and God has got his part to play. but keep peace in your heart. Number two, you are the light of this world. You're not becoming it. You're not seeking it. The Bible says you have become that. You are that. Amen? It's like many things in Christ Jesus. When Christ is on the inside of us, serving is not just something we do. It's who we've become because the greatest servant lives on the inside of us. Worship is not just something we do. It's who we've become worshipers because we can worship Him in spirit and in truth because the Holy Spirit's on the inside of us. Holiness is not something you do. It's who you've become because He who knew no sin became sin so that you can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? His divine nature has become part of your divine nature. So His light on the inside, let that light shine. We're not there to hide the light. We're there to let it shine. And lastly, cause the light of God's favor to shine upon your ways. Declare it and say it. It's the first words that God spoke. He said, let there be light. Let there be light. When you declare light, you'll see the working of the Holy Spirit. Chains coming off, prison doors opening up, and you declare it, and you declare it, you declare it. It was the persistent prayer. And I think this is the thing where I want to challenge you. Are you still persistently praying? Or was it just a quick prayer? Holy Spirit, do that, do that, do that. Instead of saying, Holy Spirit, what is it that you want me to do? Lead me, show me how do I get out of this prison. Because sometimes we want to, you know, if we had to pray the prayer in prison, fire on the God, Lord. Burn him, destroy him. Am I talking to the right people here? We're all like the disciples who went to Samaria. Lord, can we call down fire? We'll be calling down fire where God wants to shine light. I'm closing with this. Daniel 6, verse 16. I love it. Daniel is a man that allows the light of God to shine. As a matter of fact, his light is shining so much that when they investigate him, the only thing they can find a fault on is on his light. They only can find fault and say, you know what? This guy is letting the light shine. He's serving God, so we have to get him on God. But you know what happens? The king, when he is thrown into the pit, the king says, the God whom you serve continually, verse 16, the God whom you serve continually will deliver you. But you know, I think it's verse 18. When you go to verse 18, you see the king was fasting for Daniel the whole night. You know what that teaches us? It teaches us that when you let your light shine, even those who throw you in prison will be the ones fasting and praying for you. That's the promise that when you allow the light of God to shine at all times, continually, people will see it. So let your light not just shine on a Sunday, not just Sunday when you come to church and you worship God, but let that light shine continually Monday to Monday, and you'll see what God will do. When you start to pray, things are about to change. Let me hear you say, reach up, reach in, reach out.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.